Hello everyone, we are now starting Genesis chapter 40, 41, and 42. These are great chapters, like they all are. I keep thinking about what Glenna said every time I say that. But we're going into the life of Joseph in a big way. We're going to see what happens to him in Egypt. Let's just get into it. Chapter 41 is where Joseph is in prison. And in prison, he hears the dreams of the baker and the cupbearer, and he foretells one's good, one's bad, and it comes true just like he said. And he says, remember me. The next chapter is a very interesting chapter because this is where Joseph now, he has to go back and wait. The cupbearer is restored to his job, but he doesn't remember Joseph until the king has this great, great dream about all the cows and all that kind of stuff. And you know that story. But then he remembers Joseph, and Joseph is put into this position. It's kind of interesting in there because Joseph, when he, at the end of that chapter, when Joseph takes the position as the second highest person in the land, second only to Pharaoh, he is 30 years old. When we were introduced to Joseph and he was going to see his brothers, he was 17 years old. And so all this has happened within 13 years, and it's been up and down and up and down and up and down. And we see that over and over and over again. We're gonna continue to see that. A couple of times through this chapter, these chapters, you've seen the number 3, and you're going to see it again. So remember, watch for that number. That number shows up quite frequently. Then we get to chapter 42 and at the end of it. And that is where in the land of Canaan, Jacob has now run out of food, and he sends the brothers down with silver and going to buy food from Egypt because he has heard that there is food down there. Of course, Joseph now looks very Egyptian. He's dressed Egyptian. He doesn't talk to them in their native language. He uses an interpreter, and he goes through a series of conversations with them. Look at what's going on. I mean, you know the story. This is the first time they go to Egypt to get food, and Joseph finds out from them about Benjamin. He tells them they're going to have to leave one of the brothers because he's calling them spies, and he says, you're not going to get your brother back unless you bring Benjamin. This is another story of redemption. This is the way you're going to redeem Simeon is to bring Benjamin. And of course, Jacob can't handle that. He says, I've already lost one son. Now I've lost a second son. And you want me to send the youngest son of Rachel, and I'll lose a third son. And he says, I'm just not going to have it. And you know, that's setting us up for what's going to happen in the next chapter. I hope you enjoy. Please keep reading with us. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.